Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I wonder if we were taking an average of 100 people that moved in with each other for the first time. When did you realize at what point it wasn't going to work? Was it the first month? Was it the first 6 months? Was it the first night?
I've been living with Bart for almost 20 years, so we haven't hit that point yet. Or at least he hasn't. He hasn't disclosed that we've hit that point.
I've only lived with a woman once in my life, and in full transparency, I knew the first month.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't
going to
work.
What was it?
We were just completely opposite as far as just how we went about dealing with the apartment. I'm very clean, neat, tidy. She was the complete opposite, and I couldn't find any of my stuff anywhere because she would move it and not know where she put it, and I was like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
I moved in with women that I knew wasn't going to work before they moved in. But that's from my therapist. So Messy Mikey has moved in with his girlfriend for the very first time. How is it going, man?
I did it. It's been about a week and a half. I hate to be delusional here, but and it's not good for content, but I can't find a thing to complain about.
Damn,
I am living in paradise.
Well,
I know it
dig.
Starts for you.
Let's start digging.
This is where it all goes downhill now that you put it out in the universe.
Yeah. But no, we've run into a couple small road bumps, like decoration. Because my room at home is my favorite. It's like a circus. I got junk all over the walls, and that is apparently not going to fly here.
Oh, so your interior design style is circus.
Junk circus,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, junk circus.
Circus of junk.
Okay. What is her interior design style?
There are also two different kinds of circuses. Is this the circus that comes in for the weekend and then bolts, or is it the one that stays in town?
It's the bolter.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
it's carny chic.
Her design is, let's spend money on absolutely worthless things like a blanket holder and a shoe rack. The shoes can go on the floor. The blankets can go on the couch. But instead, let's get some big, chunky things to fill up some space. But
how many pillows do you have on the bed now?
Oh, boy. We just got a bizarre pillow where it's like, it's the size of the whole bed. I don't know how to explain it, but just know it makes me mad.
Yeah.
It's too big.
It's annoying.
It's too big. If I'm sleeping on one pillow, she's 4 feet in front of me.
At some point or another, I don't know how it happens, but they bring in these pillows, these decorative pillows, for you, and it takes longer to take the pillows off and on the bed than it does to make the bed.
It's so annoying.
It is.
What are you supposed to do with them when you actually sleep?
It's the worst. I don't even sleep with a pillow. I sleep right on my face. But the other day, someone gave me a mini refrigerator, and I was so happy because I've been getting thirsty at night, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to put my mini fridge right next to my bed. Then I got night waters all night.
Night waters?
Night waters.
And
that's a new one. How does that differ from day waters?
These are just dire circumstance, like you're out of breath trying to get
water.
Why
can you not leave that giant water jug on your nightstand?
I finished that within an hour of being asleep. I eat and drink in my sleep. So if I'm eating pretzels all night, I'm drinking water all night.
Plus, it's not like you live in J-Lo's mansion. It's a studio apartment. So going from your bed into the kitchen to get water?
It's 6 feet away, but it's so cold. If I could stay in bed and get a water, whatever. We're getting too into the weeds here.
I'm going to go to the bathroom 4 times in the middle of the night.
Basically, I wanted the mini fridge. That got shot down pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
But this past week, I got a couple big wins. I got three posters on the wall, and I hung up my guitar. So I got Billy String, Sturgill Simpson, and a Willie Nelson painting. So I'm happy about that.
So when you say posters, are these posters just raw dogging it on the wall, or did you get them framed?
Good question. I've never had a frame in my life.
Of course not.
These are beautiful frames. My mom did a fantastic job.
I knew this is
feng shui.
Yeah. Right. When you said you put posters on your wall, I'm like, there's no way your girlfriend let you just raw dog those posters on the wall.
And let me fill you in on this, too, that you don't know.
Yeah.
Is... yes, you have your three items that are now hanging on the walls, but the exchange rate for those three is about 30 to 1. So she pretty much has the rest of the apartment because she's allowed you the three.
You're right, but I am very happy with my three. Another problem I'm running into. So we move in. On the day that we're moving in, we have zero couches. We have nothing of that sort. There's a man next door moving out same day. Shout out to Rom. Rom says, I have a couch for you. We're like, all right, I don't know if this can be a piece of junk. What? We throw him in there. Turns out, I don't know what this means, but I assume this is going to ring a bell for you guys. West Elm recliners.
That's the good stuff, man.
That's real good.
High end.
So we got that.
You lucked out, man.
Yeah, big time. We got that. And then my friend's mom gave us a, what is it called? Alan Ethan?
Yeah. Or Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen, a blue suede couch.
Damn, bro.
Ooh.
So this is bringing me to my next problem is I'm getting almost like imposter syndrome. I am too comfortable and I'm living too above my means. I don't deserve either of these things. I deserve a lawn chair right now, but I got West Elm.
And a beanbag?
Yeah, and a beanbag. I mean, beanbag is even pushing it. But yeah, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose all motivation because I can just go home and lay on a nice fluffy couch and do nothing.
Right. This is where it starts This is where it starts.
Don't get too comfortable.
Like, what do you do about that?
Nothing. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was gifted to you. The Lord gifted you. West Elm, take it.
I need to spill wine on it or something. Something needs to happen. It needs to get infected with bugs. Like, it is way too nice for what I need right now.
But two of you guys are doing absolutely great. No tension at all.
No.
Great.
I guess what happened to me this morning? Woke up, strawberries and eggs in a smiley face pattern.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
Can you believe
you
that?
Got a good one.
It ain't gonna last long.
Right.
Enjoy it.
I'm not expecting that every morning, but smiley face eggs, you just can't beat that. Waking up.
Yes.
Come on.
Good for you, man.
Thank you. I'm living life.
Good to hear. Thanks. Good to hear.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Bart and Kristen have put together a way to achieve goals in 2025, which is different than what they have done in the past. And I always want to throw up this warning flag.
Yeah.
Because what they've done in their past works for them, but you better really approach with caution.
Because this is years ago, like over a decade ago, I think, my husband and I started a tradition where on New Year's Eve, we always ended up our Christmas, we gifted each other like travel and we would go somewhere tropical. So we'd be in Tulum or we'd be Turks and Caicos or something like that. We'd be on the beach New Year's Eve having dinner and we would exchange our resolutions for each other, our goals for each other, right? And I was the one that suggested this, not my husband. I think that needs to be pointed out.
The approach on it, here's where it can go sideways. The approach on making that suggestion can seem like these are the things I want you to change about yourself to make me happy.
Yeah.
If you don't know each other well enough.
Has there ever been a year where one of y'all had a much longer list than the other one?
No, we have a set amount. Okay. We have a set amount and you can't go over that amount. And I probably have in my notes somewhere... like what our resolutions were for each other, like, over the past years,
your mouth closed while you're chewing stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll have to go. That would be actually fascinating to see. Cause I always wrote them down in my notes, like what we have chosen for each other. But this year we did something different because what I noticed about these goals and resolutions that we chose for each other was that a lot of them didn't get done. Things didn't get accomplished. We had very lofty goals. Whatever those goals were, they just didn't get met. So I'm coming in with a different mentality this year. So he and I didn't have like this big heart-to-heart on New Year's Eve talking about our aspirations for the new year and what we wanted each other. Instead, I said, let's try to do like bite-size, manageable tasks. And instead of creating it for the year, let's do goals each month. for each other. And these goals don't have to be like life-changing goals. It doesn't even have to be goals. These can be tasks that have been weighing on us that are causing, maybe causing some resentment in the relationship that we want each other to take care of. And we know the other person wants to take care of this as well. They just need a little bit of accountability. Okay.
Okay.
So I presented this to him. And the way I presented it as, and I remember sitting at the kitchen, the dining room table, and I'm like, hey, what three things would you like me to accomplish this month? And he was like, bam, bam, bam.
he had him ready to loaded and ready to shoot.
Thought you'd never ask.
And I, once he did that, then I had to go ahead to lay into the three that I already had, bam, bam, bam. And so.
So you set him up.
1,000%.
Okay.
But I feel like, and he's on board with this. I really feel like we're going to have hopefully a higher level of success of accomplishment than we have in the past. So for instance, the ones that he gave me for this month, and two of them are already something I'm doing for myself. One, maintain my yoga because he knows it's good for my body, my mind, and my soul. And then I need that, which is I've already started, did my first class yesterday. So I'm on that. No alcohol because I'm doing dry January. So he also threw that in there as far as me, you know, being consistent with abstaining from alcohol for the month of January. And then number three, get our passports renewed. So this is something that has been on my to-do list that has been looming over me for, I'm not kidding you, over a year. Ever since I went to the wrong passport webpage and gave somebody random our information and I got scarred, I haven't gone back to like finish it. And he's like, just those three things. And I'm like, perfect. So for him, his three things, which I know what you're going to say after you hear them, his are a little more task to-do list oriented, but there are things that he's been wanting to do that he's been putting off that have been eating at him. And I can see this because he like beats himself up and kicks himself in the ass when this stuff is not getting done. So the first one is finish the garage door completely. We replaced our garage door, but it still needs to be painted and it's just sitting there unfinished. You see it every time you pull in the driveway. We have a table in our bedroom, our primary bedroom, like a folding table that is just piled with paperwork and crap. And it's been like that. I'm not kidding you guys. We've had this table in our bedroom for over a year. Wow. And he's been wanting to clean off this bedroom table. So I'm like, get that table cleaned off. And then lastly, I gave you new socks for Christmas for a reason. You have to throw away all the socks that have these massive holes in the heels and in the toes, the underwear that you are wearing that is literally shredded and falling off of you, the boxers that are holding on for dear life, throw them away. And that's what we've agreed to do for the month of January.
So I like this, that it's snackable. It's in a month.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Snackable, digestible. And again, like, it doesn't have to be like this life. If you do these little things, because I do think an organized home is a more zen home. And if we can get this crap off our plate, we're going to have a more peaceful home life.
You also have accomplished 36 things in the year.
How about that?
Did I do that math right?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
36 things.
Individually.
Yeah. And if you do that per year, if you just have those goals for the entire year, you only get three done for the year, you're going to have 36 things done.
Yeah. Every month, if you just do a little something.
That's a great idea.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And Abby truly passed away in this one place she thought she was going to. It would have been really, really tragic on a bunch of different levels, and we'll get into it in about 30 seconds. I just wanted to mention this again. I know a lot of you guys come January 1st, a lot of your New Year's resolutions was, I'm cutting down on my drinking, dang it, or I'm going to stop drinking, dang it. And I just wanted to mention again this book that Kristen and I have endorsed for years and years and years.
So I haven't read it.
Now might be a good time now that you're not drinking. But Bart has, your husband has,
yes, he has.
On my suggestion. Mm-hmm. And this really, really helped me. I would say that if you are not ready to stop drinking, then don't read it. But if you are right there and you just need that final push, there is this book called This Naked Mind. And it takes away every single excuse you have ever used to yourself to not stop drinking. It just addresses it. It doesn't pressure you. It just says, look, if this is the reason why you're drinking, like, oh, you think it's like numbing you a little bit so you could be more confident when you go out, it's not true. And then it will detail for the entire chapter on why these specific excuses aren't true for you.
So it's basically debunking the lies you tell yourself.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really, really effective. It really helped me when I was struggling, and I would just say that if you're on the fence, this is a thing that can push you over the edge. And the second thing I want to mention just very, very quickly here also is, I know a lot of you guys are going to the gym for the first time, or a lot of you guys are taking your health more seriously. And I've been talking a lot about this on Instagram lately because people know that I'm into fitness and biohacking and all that stuff. So they've been asking me a lot of advice, and they've been sharing some very intimate details on their relationship with food and working out. And there are a couple of different common themes. And what I really want to tell you guys is this. I want to encourage you to go to the gym despite the insecurities that you might be having. I know how intimidating it can be to go to a gym for the very first time, right? You think people are looking at you. You're not sure how the equipment is working and all that. And I just want to let you know that all those people that are in there that look fit started with the same insecure thought that you did when they went to the gym for the very first time. And most people at the gym are willing to help you out, and most people are not judging you. A lot of that is in your head. Although I got into a nice back and forth with a listener yesterday who said, hey, dude, you really don't know. You're a fit man. You don't see what I see. But as an overweight woman that has gone to the gym, let me tell you what I've seen. So I acknowledge that it exists for sure. But I also know this, as a guy that's worked out my entire life, the vast majority of people that are in that gym are welcoming to you guys. So don't let that intimidate you. And also give yourself a break. Some of you guys are starting way too fast, man. You think you could take that weight off that you gained in December or November or the last 6 months or the last 16 years, and you're beating the hell out of yourself, which is doing no good at all. It's keeping you out of the gym. And just remember that it took you that long to put the weight on. It's going to take you longer than that to take it off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, not 20 years, but the stepping stones, or, you know, those first initial steps, it's just a long, hard process. And there are no shortcuts. So give yourself a break and just start. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 10 minutes. There's no rule that says you have to go to a gym for an hour a day. That is very ambitious. Mm-hmm. Get in there for 5 minutes and just start to get a little bit comfortable with it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is that advice that we talked about that yesterday, and it was helpful because I used to always be in the gym an hour, hour and a half, 5 days a week. And I haven't gone to the gym for like 2 months because I just can't do that anymore. And it was keeping me from going at all. But when we spoke yesterday, I went yesterday for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I felt great just for doing something. So you don't always have to go for 30 minutes to an hour. Sometimes 10 minutes of work.
Look, it's an investment in your health. Don't look at it as working out and busting your ass. It's an investment in your health. Everything you have in your life is based on your health. If you don't have that, and I do think it's one of those things that you take for granted until you don't have it anymore. But it's the most important thing. And I've used this analogy before also, is that if somebody gave you a car on your 15th or 16th birthday and said, this is the only one you get for the rest of your life, you'd make sure that you put the best gas in it. You'd get the tires rotated all the time. You would make sure that you would maintain it your entire life. That car is your body. You only have one, man. Mm. And once it starts to break down on you, You're going to live with a lot of regret if it's only laziness that's keeping you out of the gym.
You actually just gave me like this aha moment because I've been sitting here stressing over my schedule, trying to figure out how I'm going to squeeze in 3 trips to the hot yoga studio this week. And you think it would be easy, but it's not because we have inclement weather coming on Friday. but then I just sat here and I thought, I'm like, I do yoga via YouTube. Yeah. I can pull up my favorite yoga instructor, and while Jimmy's taking a nap, I can do yoga from the comforts of my bedroom, and that totally still counts.
And there's Absolutely. Nothing that says you have to do a 45-minute yoga session, you know?
Yeah, I also feel like it doesn't have to be a gym. I know this time of year it's tough because, like you said, it might be like Snowmageddon on Friday. Yeah. But if going to the gym is intimidating to you, like one of the best things you can do for your health is just go for like a 30-minute walk around the neighborhood.
Yep.
And it just feels good to move your body. No one's looking at you because no one's like, oh, she's going to the gym. You're just out for a walk. And maybe that's the kind of Kickstarter you need to start feeling good to maybe have a little bit more confidence to actually go to a gym.
Someone hit me up yesterday and they're like, you know what? I'm just going to the gym for the first time and taking my health seriously. Should I start counting macros and calories? And I'm like, this is your very first time. That stuff is so advanced and so intimidating. Just cut your meals in by a fourth right now and walk 5 minutes. And that's your start. That's it. Doesn't have to be complicated.
And for those who struggle with cutting stuff, like going on a diet, one thing I actually did find successful in the past was adding in. So adding in more vegetables to your meal and eating those first so they fill you up will help you scale back on maybe if you like mashed potatoes like I do. So try and think around it too to ways that work for you. Like just a few minutes a day, like a walk, Abby said, and eating more vegetables, drinking more water.
Yep.
And those tiny changes are what build up into long-term habits, I say, as one of the gym newbies who is going into the gym this week.
Are you for the first time?
Not for the first time ever, but I mean, I used to do CrossFit a while back. It's not like I was the best at it, but I was pretty active. And then I had a baby and then I was like, bye.
Right.
So yeah, just signed up for a gym again. I found one with childcare so that because like Kristen, I couldn't find time. It wasn't working for me last year. So I found a gym that offers childcare and signed up.
Good.
So I'll be one of the noobs alongside you.
All right, Abby, you damn near died over vacation, but where you were going to die is the real tragic part.
I was really hoping I was getting out of the story. are we cutting entertainment buzz?
No, we'll push the entertainment buzz a break for this.
Yeah. Have you ever pitched one of those stories for the show where you're like, this sounds really good in the moment, but now that I actually have to tell it, I'm mortified
all the time. Watching the clock.
I'm going to give you the heads up that this is a really gross story, but I already share my emotional lows, so why not share my physical lows as well? Because I almost died physically and emotionally in a Bucky's parking lot on my way back from Jacksonville. That's where I live. I was driving back to Atlanta because I, you know, have to go to work. And something happened to me in the parking lot that I will just never get over. I thought I legitimately was on the phone with my mom. I was like, I think you might need to call me an ambulance.
Now, Tommy, as an unofficial Bucky's ambassador, would think that is the greatest place in the world to pass.
Yeah, it's not the best place.
I wonder if they put a plaque of his name.
Oh.
You know, like you have a special plaque at the Bucky's if you died there.
That's the least thing.
I mean,
they should. Uh-huh.
I'm sure they get their share of calls for ambulances each and every day there.
So as I was leaving my parents' house, whatever day I was leaving, everything was normal. It was a beautiful day. I always joke that there's this curse that happens when I leave Jacksonville because it always starts pouring down rain for some reason. And then it delays my travels by like 2 hours. But like, no, it's so sunny. I'm going to get back to Atlanta in like 5.5 hours, record time. I'll be in bed so I can watch Outlander by 8. This is going to be the greatest. So I pack my cat in my car because I took her with me to Jacksonville. So she's in the back seat. She's meowing. She's like, meow, 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 meow. It's basically like having a toddler in the car. But you know what? I've got my audiobook blasted up. Again, sun is still shining. I'm driving. And things are just going so great until a couple hours into the drive. For context, hadn't had anything to eat before I left for Atlanta. Sometimes I need to like, you know, go to like a Chick-fil-A or whatever. But all of a sudden, something didn't feel right in my stomach. And I was like, that's weird. I haven't really, you know, I had like a yogurt before I left. I had a couple of Cheetos. That's really it. But whatever. Maybe I'll stop in a little bit to get some Chick-fil-A.
It can't be the bad Cheetos because nobody's ever said like, oh my God, that Cheetos bag is expired because it takes like 15 years.
Because of all the preservatives.
Right.
So I'm driving down the highway and it kind of just starts to progressively get worse to where I'm like actually in pain. Like I'm driving down the highway and I'm like, something's amiss. Like there's this isn't just like normal cramping. It's not like anything that I've experienced before. I'm like, I feel like I am being stabbed in the stomach.
Sometimes gas cramps can pose, like, people think they're having heart attacks.
That's how I felt. So I'm to the point where I'm breaking a sweat. I can't even hold the steering wheel because my hands are so slippery, because that is how much pain I'm in. I'm gripping onto the steering wheel with all my might. And I'm like, you know what? I need to pull over and stop. And I need to use the facilities because I cannot continue this journey.
Release the demons.
I got to release the demons. So in the distance, as though it is a guiding light.
A beacon.
A beacon, if you will.
The angels are singing.
A beaver beacon was just like, come to me, Abby. There's beef jerky and clean restrooms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course. Like, this is where Tommy has sung the praises of Buc-ee's. This is the place that'll save me. So I pull into the Buc-ee's parking lot. And this place... Rural Georgia's hottest club is the Valdosta Buc-ee's or wherever I was. This place was bumping. I have never seen so many people in a gas station in my life. So I pulled.
Not a good place to be sweating and like about to crap your pants.
Funny you should mention that, Kristen, because then I'm like, let me try and find an empty spot away from people just so I can like crouch over in the privacy of my own Maserati. So I pull into, you know, a space.
Did you say Maserati?
Yes, my Maserati. So I pull into a space. I'm not really surrounded by anybody at the moment. And y'all, I'm in so much pain. I physically can't get out of the car. My cat's meowing in the background. I'm nervous to go into the bathroom because I'm like, what if someone steals my cat? And it's all because I ate that one Cheeto and I'll never forgive myself because someone's going to abduct my cat.
Your cat's just like, go outside and bury it. That's what I do.
So I'm in the car and I try to get out. I physically can't move. I cannot get out of the car. So I call my mom. I'm like, something is happening. Like, I don't know if my appendix is rupturing. Something is amiss. And then I start to feel some movement in that region.
Oh, boy.
And I look to my right and I see a Walmart bag.
Oh, God bless. No. Oh, God bless. This is rock bottom.
This is rock bottom. So I'm like I'm sliding down in my Maserati front seat.
Stop
I have
it.
My pants around
Stop
my
it.
Ankles.
Stop it.
Nah.
And I'm just like, I have it there just in case because I'm like, you know what? I still have faith that I can go into the Buc-ee's bathroom and I can experience the clean bathrooms that Tommy always talks about.
Your pants are around your ankles, though.
My pants are around my ankles.
And you've got a Walmart bag surrounding your booty.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's definitely rock bottom.
It's like a net.
1,000%.
I'm just sitting there because I don't want to do it because I don't want to drive another 4 hours with the crap in the seat next to me and also my cat who's probably going to start meowing twice as loud because of the crap in the back seat.
No, the cat's going to be like,
then my cat's going to think she can poop in the car and then she's going to throw up. It's a whole thing. And then things cannot get worse, and then they do. And then two cars almost simultaneously pull up next to me, because again, this is Valdosta's hottest club. Two cars pull up right next to me. They're two lifted trucks,
no.
So they can...
Oh, God.
My Maserati's like a little bit lower.
Life has a sense of humor, doesn't it?
I wanted to die. I wanted death in this moment. I was like, sweet baby Jesus, give me the release of death. These two lifted trucks, because again, it's rural Georgia, pull up next to me, and I realize I have two options. I can either shoot the bullet into the Walmart bag, or I can lift up my pants and run into the Buc-ee's parking lot.
Those aren't even options for me. I'm going to Buc-ee's no matter what. I can't do that in a bag, I don't think.
Nah.
And that parking lot is huge, and I'm guessing you parked at the back away from everybody, so
yes.
That's not a short distance. That's like I would argue it's almost the length of like a high school track field.
Damn. It's 100 yards, so I got to run a football field. I got to go full Forrest Gump.
Oh, you might not make it.
So I decide in this moment, the adrenaline starts to pump and I go, I have two options. I can sit here and these two yeehaws can look at me and start taking photos and post it on social media. And then I can get canceled on the internet for public indecency, or I can maybe crap my pants in Buc-ee's and also go viral. In that moment, I decide to run for it. So I pull up my pants. I lock my car 1,000 times just so these people don't steal my cat. I am.
And your Walmart bag.
And my Walmart bag. You guys, when I tell you I am doubled over running into the Buc-ee's parking lot, I go...
I'm sure nobody suspected that you were having stomach issues as you were walking in.
Oh, not even a little bit.
Waddling in.
Thank God there's no line. There's small children around. Thankfully, nothing happened that would scar them. I run into the bathroom. I do my business. I am still in pain for some reason. I grab a Tylenol. So then I'm just sitting in my car now, chugging water and Tylenol on the phone. My mom crying, giving her my location, saying, if you don't hear from me in an hour, if this Tylenol doesn't kick in, it is because I am dead. Thankfully, I did not die. Only of embarrassment in the Bucky's parking lot.
I honor you for telling that story.
Yes.
I honor you so much. Too. Wow.
That would have went to the grave.
No, I needed one more.
I'm not mad at you.
It must have been five.
The fact that the Walmart bag was a real option, you must have been in a complete and total panic situation.
When you think your appendix is going to rupture, you do what you got to do. You do what you got to do.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Now it's no secret that Nikki Glaser absolutely crushed it at the Golden Globes. People are raving about her performance, but there are some jokes that she didn't tell during her 10-minute monologue. Now I'm going to give you the warning that some of these fall into the politically incorrect category. So let's all just take a deep breath and remember that she didn't tell these jokes, but she thought about it. Doesn't mean that we got to get our panties in a twist.
I'm assuming that when you're writing something like this, and she had a 10-minute monologue, and then there's jokes throughout the entire show also, that if you come to the table with 100 jokes, you have to filter it down. I mean, you do this for a living, Mo. You're a stand-up comedian, so these are the ones that were too mean.
Yeah, I think most comedians, that's how you approach it. You write down as many jokes as you possibly can, and then you got to kind of filter through it to see what might get you in a little more trouble than it's worth it, and you kind of pull it back. But it's always kind of a tough decision, because sometimes the meaner ones are the ones that I actually do well.
I know as a stand-up comedian, like her stand-up comedy specials are her own, that's her own content. However, when you do something like the Golden Globes, they have writers. So were these actual jokes she came up with, or was it like a culmination of people and writers who came up with them and then they decided to scrap them?
From what I can tell, this is what she came up with, because she's also giving the reasoning as to why she decided not to use these jokes.
Okay.
So I'm under the assumption that this is all from her. Maybe she did have some help with some writers, so we can also take this all with a grain of salt, that maybe it's not all just Nikki. So the first one that she said that she ended up cutting had to do with Diddy, and she said that she didn't want the audience to turn on her, and she already had a Diddy joke in her set, and she liked it better, so she cut this one. And she said the joke was, this is the last time all of you will be in the same room together until the Diddy trial.
That would have got a groan.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
All right. The second one that she cut, she said that she cut it because the Catholic Church pedophile jokes are a little played out. So this one is,
they've been around for a while.
Yep. She said, I loved Conclave. It's about the choosing of a new pope. It was heartwarming. It will touch you so much that the church will have to move it to another theater.
Wow. Because they're notorious. You know, we all get that, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to explain it.
Yeah.
All right, the third one she cut. I'll explain this one after it. So this one has to do with Adrian Brody. And this joke says, If Adrienne Brody could go back in time, he would thank baby Hitler for his career. She said that this was a follow-up to him calling him a two-time Holocaust survivor for starring in the movies The Pianist and The Brutalist. But she said her Gen Z assistant didn't get it, so she was like, let's just not do it if the younger audience isn't going to get it.
And I think you got to keep in mind there that the Jewish community is fairly powerful in Hollywood.
She has a good filter.
Yeah.
This one I actually saw on Twitter yesterday, and I was surprised that she cut it because I feel like it's very topical. This joke says, Glenn Powell is nominated tonight for Hitman. Who would have thought that he'd be the second hottest hitman in America? She's saying that Luigi Mangione's story was a little bit faded by this point. The media cut it down.
Blow that's kind of funny.
That would have been good.
Yeah,
that
would have
been all right.
That's funny.
She had a really, I was actually surprised about this one. She had an edgy joke towards Glenn Powell during her monologue where she basically said that he was in everything this year, from Twisters to Hitman, and also in her head when she was intimate with her boyfriend. I was like, that's a I feel like you couldn't do that if the genders were reversed.
For
so
sure.
I thought that one, I'm surprised she didn't go with the hitman joke. Okay, the last one that she cut was about Alec Baldwin. And this one is definitely politically incorrect. It says, Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice. And Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them.
Oh, no.
She thought this one was too mean.
Yeah, too far.
Yeah. She made wise choice.
She did.
However, I'm finding it fascinating that she didn't tell them, but she did tell them by disclosing the ones she opted not to tell.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And that's good content. This was on Howard Stern's show is where she
did this.
Oh,
he does this all the time with the host of the award shows. They come in with the stuff that they had in their back pocket but didn't pull out.
That makes sense.
I feel like it's kind of a way to tell those jokes that you're low-key proud of, but you know they're a little iffy, so people go, that's too mean. You can go, well, I didn't say it. I knew to cut it.
And this exactly is the kind of content that Howard wants also, so it works well on his show.
And okay, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think, didn't she go on Howard before and it was after the Tom Brady roast and she shared the stuff that she did? And maybe that's why they did this, because she went on there and shared the jokes that she didn't deliver during the roast because it was going to be, they were going to be too much.
It's a good bit.
It is. Very good.
It makes a lot of sense, and it's a way to repeat content that you know is successful because she did so well at the Golden Globes. We want to see more from Nikki.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it now. I bet she gets picked to do the White House Correspondence Dinner.
Oh, that'd be good.
100%.
I would tune in for that. She would be incredible.
And you know what's crazy? She said, I forget who did it 2 years ago, but Jared Carmichael. So 2 years ago, he hosted the Golden Globes and was paid $500,000. She said she got paid less.
Yeah. I hope she does it again. And if she doesn't, and they're going to replace her with another woman, I hope it's Heather McMahon.
Oh, that would be good. She was on the red carpet.
Yeah, I think she'd be great.
100%. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
So here we are, 2 days now into doing the show this year. Been encouraging you guys to get healthy and go to the gym. And now what we're about to do is going to be totally and completely counterproductive.
I forgot how many of these I found yesterday.
God, I saw another one yesterday. I almost shared it because I've been spending a lot of time on Instagram helping people out that are just starting their gym or fitness journey. And then I saw a couple of people have been hitting me up with the amount of bacteria that is on weights at the gym is like worse than any public bathroom you could even imagine. I did not share that.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right. We're starting strong.
Okay.
This one's really nasty.
This is the dark side of gyms here?
This is the dark side of fitness gyms.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets. Until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
The thought process behind what this person did makes zero sense. This is going to hit a little close to home, Abby, after the story you just told about Bucky's.
Dear God. I'm having more flashbacks.
If you missed it, you need to go check out the Burt Show podcast on all your favorite podcasting platforms.
You want to hear it.
Maybe instead of waiting till the end of the year to do like Burt Show awards, maybe we should do them every month because that would be the funniest.
You can give it to Abby now.
All right. I work as a fitness center coordinator, and I encountered this incident last year.
Lord.
Two female gym users reported a quote-unquote problem in the women's locker room, so I went to check it out. When I entered the shower room, I was slightly disturbed and a little amused when I found that someone had defecated on the floor. Not only did a certain female relieve herself with a toilet not more than a mere 15 feet away, but she proceeded to try and discard the evidence by stomping it down a shower drain.
Oh, my God. And this is in the bathroom? There's a toilet 1 foot away.
I suspect
maybe the stalls were taken or something, and she couldn't wait. Maybe she had the same situation you had.
You know what? I understand you, sister.
So how this fitness center coordinator came to the conclusion that they tried to stomp it down the drain, they said, I suspect this because there was a streak ending with toe marks left behind at the drain.
Oh,
not
barefoot
the barefoot.
Stomp. Oh.
I was thinking like the Nike. I was thinking there was going to be like shoe prints.
It's as desperate as it gets.
That is as desperate as it gets.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's your next one. About 5 or 6 years ago, I took full advantage of my spouse's ability to use a corporate gym in my husband's company. She's a spouse. Her husband works there. She gets to use the gym. I'd work out at 9 a.m, walking in with my husband. Pretty much had the gym to myself. But every so often, too often for my liking, I'd be joined by an employee. Well, as this man would run, so would his nose. Oh. He'd have to blow it repeatedly, which was fine. Except, I still have nightmares about this part. He'd blow his nose into his t-shirt, the one that he was wearing while he was on the treadmill.
Now, I've seen runners do this on the road, like during a marathon or what have you.
Oh, they do like this, not rockets and stuff.
But I don't know that they do it in their shirt and in a gym. What the hell is the matter with you?
Bathroom right there.
All right, here's some quick ones for you. I remember a guy would spit and lick his hands before lifting weights or using machines.
I've seen a guy do that.
What?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Why?
I've definitely seen it. I don't know.
The moisture is going to help you grip?
Listen, man, I couldn't tell you why.
Wouldn't clean it afterwards. Then, even weirder, he would straight up moan like he was having sex while lifting the heavier weights. It was weird and gross. This one, random AF. I ran on the treadmill next to a middle-aged man in a full Santa Claus outfit, beard and all. It was February 21st.
Maybe he lost a bet.
In the cardio room at my local gym, I looked up and saw a man in the most colorful, tight-fitting workout outfit I'd ever seen. He had sunglasses on and a parrot chilling on his shoulder. A bleeping parrot. A live bird.
The hell?
As he was doing cardio.
Parrot had a plan, too. He's trying to get back right.
This woman, I used to go to the gym purely to use the hair straighteners in their changing rooms. I used to at least dress the part in my workout clothes, though she never worked out. But one time I was in such a rush, I went in and out with my normal clothes. My hair was particularly wild and frizzy that day, and the manager gave me the strangest look when I walked out. Let's see. I was working out, minding my own business, when suddenly this huge red-headed Viking comes and sits at the bench next to me. He then grabs the biggest weight, looks himself dead in the eye in the mirror, and starts screaming, "You're a warrior!
Oh,
you're a warrior!"
That's funny.
I know you've had issues in the men's locker room at gyms, especially the old man that put his junk right in your face.
Yeah, like right next to my my ear, right, to reach over to me to get to his locker, right?
What would you do?
I felt the heat from his test.
That is disgusting.
Stop. Stop.
That man violated you.
Yeah, he did. So what would you do, Mo and Bert, if you were in the locker room of your gym and you saw a man doing sit-ups naked on the locker room floor after taking a shower?
What?
It's just time to go home, man.
Yeah. Person took a shower, then lay down on the locker room floor and just started doing
what?
Just started doing sit-ups.
In the locker room?
In the locker room.
What would the reason be?
Butt naked. I have no idea.
I'm going home.
And then the last one, I peed myself while squatting in a busy gym. That wasn't the worst part. For whatever reason, my brain decided I needed to announce it. So as I was coming up from the bottom of my squat, I screamed, "I'm bleeping peeing myself!" Actually had a puddle she had to clean up underneath of her.
Oh my God. What? I've been urging you go to the gym the last couple of days. I'm taking it all back.
It's not worth it.
So much in-home equipment you can buy. You don't even need equipment.
No.
Do a push-up. Do it at home.
Yep.
You don't need to go there. It's a Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.